So, taking a few moments to get in a comfortable position for this self-healing process. You might want to find a quiet space, either seated or reclined, perhaps doing it in an Epsom salt bath. You can even try to do it while taking a walk. Wherever you're going to feel safe right now. And then when you're ready, closing your eyes. And you can put your hands in a comfortable position. And just begin to follow your breath in and out of your body. Nostrils, the chest, the belly, back out again through the mouth or the nose. Helping you to get into the body and out of the mind. And then when you're ready, setting an intention for this process. Perhaps an intention to heal a specific wound, specific trauma, perhaps something that has been triggered today or recently, or just something you know that is still wanting deeper healing from the past. Perhaps also stating the limiting belief or fear that you would like to shift during this process, and/or the emotion that you would like to release, feel and release from the body during the process. And this may be something you even want to write down right now, taking a moment to pause and write it down. Maybe you've written it down before. You started the process. And after you state your intention or intentions, again, just go back to following the breath in and out of your body. And calling in your something bigger, whatever you're calling it today, God, universe, source, higher levels. Calling it in, them in, to support you in this process today. And perhaps placing a hand now on your heart or your belly. And just letting all parts of you know that it is safe now. It is safe to feel. It is safe to acknowledge what happened. Letting them know that you are stepping in as the divine adult, the divine parent, through these parts of you that experienced these negative experiences, wounds, traumas, breakdowns, whether they're related to money, whether they're related to criticism or physical or sexual abuse, betrayal, abandonment. Whatever that past negative experience was for you, that you're working with today, letting them know that you are here to support them. They are safe with you. And are supported by your something bigger right now. Continuing to breathe. And whenever you're ready, you can call in that past memory. Past wound, past negative experience, and that memory. You might have images, you might just notice a feeling in the body. And placing your hand on the body wherever you're feeling this. Hand on the body wherever you are feeling this past wound or negative experience. And this is a symbol, a sign of you showing up for this part of you, acknowledging him or her, letting you know that you're here for them. Wherever you feel in the body, wherever you feel guided to place the hand now. And if it's not comfortable placing your hand in that area, you can just bring your attention there and place your hand somewhere in the body that would be soothing. That would provide comfort for this part of you. Continue to breathe. And just acknowledging whatever you feel in the body right now. And you might even want to name it. I feel fatigue or pain, or this part of me feels whatever it is, a physical sensation in the body, whatever that is right now. Discomfort, nausea, continuing to breathe and feel. And just let this part of you know it's okay, it's normal that you feel this, given what this part of you experienced. So just staying there for a few more moments, breathing, feeling, soothing that part of you. Again, letting them know it's completely normal that you would feel this in the body right now. And that you're capable now, they're capable now of feeling this in the body, even if they weren't in the past. And it might be helpful to even ask, how old is this part of me? To acknowledge the age. And if no age pops in and that's not working for you, then that's okay too. But if you have an age, you may even want to try to picture yourself at that age. You might think about calling this part of you to come sit by you or sit in your lap. And then noticing what emotion is connected to this feeling in the body. You're feeling nausea or pain. Maybe there's some guilt or fear, anxiety. It could be sadness. Again, just see if you can acknowledge the emotion that this part of you is experiencing, given this past experience. And if you can, naming the emotion. Oh, I see that you are experiencing sadness or anger or rage or fill in the blank, overwhelm. Continuing to breathe and feel. And again, letting this part of you know that it's safe now. It's safe for this part of you to acknowledge the emotion, to feel the emotion. You're here for them, able to support them to do this now, like you weren't in the past. Breathing and feeling. Ah. And with each breath out, you might even begin to release this from the body. You might be called to stay with it, but at the same time, while you're feeling it, you can begin to release it from the body. Knowing that it's good and it's healthy to feel, and also that it's good to begin to release this from the body. So perhaps beginning to do that with each breath out. As you breathe in, breathing in compassion for this part of you. Understanding, acceptance, and compassion for the part of you that experienced this, has been still holding it in the body. Breathing, feeling, releasing, breathing in compassion, understanding, acceptance. Ah. If there's any crying that's coming up, or you want to yell, that's okay too. Whatever this part of you needs to do right now is fine. And also acknowledging, given that this experience happened, what this part of you believes, a limiting belief for the fear that this part of you took on and has been holding given this negative experience. Perhaps I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not safe in the world. I can't trust people. I'm broken. Whatever that fear or limiting belief is that this part of you took on, just acknowledging it now. And again, of course, you would believe this given what you experienced. That's completely understandable. Again, noticing as you do this, how you feel in the body, the emotions that are coming up, whatever you're experiencing, that this part of you experiencing is fine. Okay, acceptable, and safe. You need to breathe out, releasing. Breathing in and beginning to plant when you're ready the seeds of truth. The truth about this experience. One of the truths might be that this happening had nothing to do with you being worthy or lovable or important or good enough. Whatever was done to you or how you were treated or whatever you did or didn't do. Might be one of the truths that this part of you needs to hear. Perhaps it needs to hear that you, he, she is safe now. That you, the adult you, the divine parent you, is keeping this part of you safe now, can stick up for you now, can set boundaries now, and support you now, and find others that love and support you now too. Perhaps this part of you needs to hear that he or she isn't alone anymore. Just to begin soothing for a few moments this part of you, whatever truths this part of you needs to hear from you. Being that divine parent to this part of you, whether she or he is 4, 6 or 8 or 20, or an infant. Knowing as you breathe out that you're releasing the emotion, the feelings in the body that are connected to this memory, this past experience. As you breathe out, you're releasing the old limiting belief or fear that is connected to this experience. As you breathe in, continuing to plant the seeds of true, what is true now. Breathing, feeling. Remembering that you can't do this wrong, that whatever you're experiencing is good, fine, perfect. Whenever that part feels complete for you, let's also ask this part of you now, what else does he or she need? What does he or she need or want from you? You may want to go get ice cream or play or have some kind of activity like that. They may want you to go have a conversation. Set a boundary with somebody, send an email or have a conversation or send a text. They may want to take a nap, guided meditation nap. They may want to yell. They may feel the need to call that person that was part of that past negative experience forward with you now. Yell at them, curse at them, tell them no. F off. You may want to yell right now. You may want to grab a pillow and yell into it. Allow them to have that voice that they couldn't have back then. So your younger parts may ask for lots of different things right now. So just taking a few moments to ask and listen to what they want and need to feel better. Feel more of a release, to feel safer, to feel more loved and nurtured by you. And if you need to pause this to give them that space to yell, scream, beat a pillow, fully release this trauma, this emotion from the body, then that's fine too. Pause and take as much time as you need. And after you hear the requests, you know, some of them you might be able to do right now, and some might need to be done later. So just making a commitment to them, okay, we can do this now, or you know what, we can do this later today, or it might have to wait till tomorrow. Whether it's writing a letter, whether it's going to get ice cream, whether it's whatever their request was. And some things may need to happen right now, and you may need to reschedule your day. That might be the most nurturing thing you can do for this part of you. Taking a few moments, pausing if you need to, writing down the requests, deciding when you can make the time, the commitment for these requests. Again, being that divine parent, not letting that part of you hang, letting them know. And then when you're ready, completing the process right now. Giving yourself a big hug, all parts of you, a hug, letting them know how brave they are, how much you love them, how much you're here to support them. Give them what they want, need, desire. Letting them know that they deserve, you deserve love in all forms. Exponential joy, peace. You, they deserve whatever they want, whatever you want. Maybe giving yourself some kisses. And just letting them know that you're here for them whenever they need you. You are now their divine parent, the adult that can help them with anything. And that you can go ask others for support as well. Now that you're an adult, you can go ask and find the support that you need for you and your younger parts. Ah, and whenever you're ready, just opening and closing your eyes several times, noticing how you feel in the body. Again, jotting down any notes, any requests. Having a beautiful rest of your day and evening, being nurturing, accepting, compassionate, and loving with all parts of you. Thanking your something bigger for supporting you, for continuing to support you in this process, even as it completes, that they will be there continuing to support you with this healing and releasing and receiving. Knowing deep within your soul and every cell of your body that you are a powerful soul who has asked for all of your experiences and can change anything in your life. You can co-create the life you desire with your divine team. Sending you lots of love.